You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Let's take a look back at some memorable must-see moments from the 2017 season. Kendall Graveman turns a base-running blunder into a defensive gem.
Graveman grabs it, and he's going to have Revere in a rundown. And he's going to tag the runner and then try to get the double play. He did.
Wow. What a play. Unbelievable play.
Pennington was trying to sneak from second to third, and Graveman tagged him, but now Graveman may be hurt.
A one unassisted double play.
Man, that's something.
That is a great, great play. You get out. I mean, first and third, nobody out, and you get two outs on one ball hit back.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way is a ground ball comebacker, and they got Revere between the plate and third base. Graveman chasing him, tags him out. A chance for two. Graveman dives, and he gets the second runner as well. He gets Pennington, who is trying to go from first to third. An amazing play by Kendall Graveman. The A's get two outs on the play. And the A's head athletic trainer Nick Paparesta comes out and says that Graveman is all right.
The tying and winning runs come home on this Adam Rosales swing.
So now it's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. His dugout is into it. And just got a piece of it.
And again, Avila sets up away. And here's the 3-2 again in the dirt. And now the A's have the shot with a tying run.
Castellanos, the third baseman, in even with the bag. Line drive, right field. Aducey's going to play it out of half. Maxwell headed for third. Maxwell will stop there. Joyce in the second with a double. Second and third, two outs. Adam Rosales is the hitter. First pitch. Line drive, base hit, left field. One run scores. Here comes the winning run, and it is over at the Coliseum.
And they're going nuts at the Coliseum. A two-run, game-winning base hit to left field by Rosales, and the A's get off the deck.
With one big swing, Jed Lowry says, taste the rainbow.
Skittles are out. All right. See, once you start something, they were out Saturday. It worked. Chip Hale threw a couple in. He's ready. Lowry, 1-for-4 on the night. Drive to right. Calhoun going back. Let's do it again. If you want to give your fans a thrill, there's nothing better than a walk-off, and now the A's have done it three games in a row. So Jed Lowry, a two-homer game. So his third career two-homer game, his second career walk-off.
And now the 1-0 offering is swung on a fly ball to deep right. Calhoun going back. Calhoun at the track. He will watch it fly. And for the A's, it's three walk-offs in a row. Do you believe that? Jed Lowry has done it for the A's. To dead right field over the 367 mark. The A's win the ball game in the bottom of the 11th inning. The final score is 3-2. Once again, they're going nuts at the Coliseum. They're mobbing Lowry around home plate in a two-homer night.
A pair of late long balls produces a walk-off win.
And the A's are now in the ninth, trying to find a way to tie this game up or take the lead.
Drive to right. Going back is Gamble at the wall, and that baby's gone!
A line shot home run to right field by Matt Joyce. And the A's take a 6-5 lead in the ninth inning.
Thank you, Steve Cishek.
3-2, two outs, runners will go. And that one's driven left center field. Hit well. Dyson on the move. And that baby is gone.
And Mark Canna with his first home run of the year. A three-run shot in the top of the ninth inning. And the A's have broken it open. It's 9-5 in favor of the Athletics. And that might be worthy. Little bit of a holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo, absolutely. All right. Light them up. What a comeback for the A's.
This was no Canna corn off Mark's bat, much to Boston's chagrin.
So Canna's going to lead it off 2-for-3 with a double, a triple, and an RBI.
Canna! Oh. Left field! And that baby's gone! And they're walking off again!
Mark Canna, a double, a triple, and then a walk-off home run.
Not a bad ball game
for Mark Canna.
Bottom of the 10th, tied at 2. And the pitch is swung on, hit the deep left, and this game is over. Line drive home run for the red-hot Mark Canna. He walks off the Red Sox, and the A's have won 2 in a row. And they win tonight in the bottom of the 10th by the final of 3-2. His second home run this year, first career walk-off blast, and they jump at home plate.
Sometimes Lady Luck is on your side, as Chris Davis found out.
So the intentional walk to Jed Lowry. Now Chris Davis has a chance to be a superhero.
2-2 pitch, a little pop-up. Castro out, second baseman, and it drops. And two runs are going to score, and the A's are going to win it. Unbelievable.
The stretch, and the righty's 2-2. Breaking ball blooped into shallow center. Racing out Castro, still going back. Over the shoulder, it's off his glove. Two runs are in, and the A's somehow, someway come off the deck, and they walk off the Yankees.
Davis, it's a pop-up into short center field. Going back is Castro. He can't make the catch. Two runs will score, and the A's win the ball game. Castro got a glove on it. Couldn't haul it in, and the A's win this one 8-7.
It was a milestone moment for three A's youngsters in the same game.
First pitch to Matt Olson is hit deep to right, and that baby's gone.
And the first major league home run for Matt Olson. That didn't take very long.
Right field, Garcia's going back. Garcia near the wall, he leaps, and that baby's gone. Brugman has his first big league home run.
The kids are doing the job today in Chicago.
Swung on, hit high in the air to left center field. Back is Cabrera to the track, at the wall, carries, and gone! Franklin Barreto in his major league debut.
That's got to be a record, right? Three innings?
Well, you think about three players in one day in three innings. Olson, Brugman, and now Barreto. All three kids getting the first major league home runs, and for Barreto, his first major league hit, a home run.
I don't care what anybody says. This was the most impressive feat of the 2017 season.
Base is empty, one out. Danny Santana lines one back into the seats, and a great catch.
Fouls back the first pitch for strike one. A nice play in the crowd. Fan in the front row just below us.
This is a heck of a play, but it's on the rebound.
Apparently a nice catch made.
Here's the 0-1. Swung on, fouled off again, almost in the same spot. And he caught another one. Now that's something to crow about.
He just sat down. He's got the other ball in his throwing
hand. Wow.
That is beautiful.
Good defensive positioning by that fan.
I've never seen that live in a major league game.
And on back-to-back pitches?
Right. That's number 3.
No way.
You got to be kidding me.
I think he's an all-star foul ball retriever.
You know, I think what you do after the second one, to give the third one to a kid.
Frank the Tank with some yard work to sink the pail hose.
Franklin Barreto, his fourth at bat, 1-for-3. 3-2 pitch is hit high in the air.
How about that?
Left field, Cabrera near the wall. He leaps, and that baby is gone. 4th of July, fireworks from Franklin Barreto.
Well, like I said, considering everything he's been going through, what a sweet way to end it.
The pitch to Barreto is swung on, hit high and deep to left field. Cabrera going back at the track. He's right to the wall. He's leaping at the wall. Gone! And Franklin Barreto with a towering drive over the wall in left field. It's a walk-off shot. It's his second major league home run. And the A's have beaten the White Sox in the bottom of the 9th inning. And the final score is 7-6.
A late rally is too much for the Royals to handle.
And that one is belted to left field. Gordon back against the wall, and he makes the catch. No, he dropped it. Lowry comes in to score. Davis moves up to second base. It's 8-5. Olson, base hit center field. Chris Davis is being waved home. Kane's throw to the plate is cut off, and just like that, it's 8-6.
you're forcing your pitcher to be a little too perfect.
Hit well to left center field. Gordon on the move. Gordon near the wall, and it's off the wall. One run scores. Two runs score. Here comes Davis, and the A's have taken the lead. A three-run double for Matt Joyce with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Escobar picks off again. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, and what a win for the Athletics.
Boo comes up big, and Jed leaves him for dead.
Powell trying to get aboard. Right field. Springer's back, and that baby's gone, and we're tied.
How do you like that? Boo Powell with his second Major League home run, leading off in the bottom of the ninth inning against Ken Giles, and it's an 8-8 tie. The A's were down 7-3 going to the bottom of the seventh when Semien tied the game with a slam. Each team has scored here in the ninth.
Lowry swinging away, lines one. Left center field, Maven coming in, he can't get it. And the A's are gonna win the game as Marcus Semien slides home. Unbelievable.
And they've beaten the Astros on a line drive, base hit to left center, and they're going wild, and they're mobbing Lowry between first base and second base.
Matt Olson announces his presence amidst a sea of talented rookies.
Here is Olson, 22 homers, 42 RBIs, a .267 batting average. And that one's hit deep to right. And that baby's gone. He's done it again.
Unbelievable. A hanging curveball. And there's your record holder right there. A new rookie record, fifth straight game with a home run. New athletic record, 16th home run in the last 21 games, 12 of the month of September, and it's just the 19th.
He's homered in four straight games. Now the 0-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball hit to deep right, way back. If it's fair, it's gone. It is gone, and he's done it again. Unbelievable. Home runs in five consecutive games. He drilled that ball about 20 feet fair down the right field, and the A's take a 1-0 lead. Day in and day out, Matt Olson is unstoppable.